global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. We're sponsored by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute, resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Stocks are advancing with the S&P coming up from a three-week low. Investors are shifting their focus away from the UK's potential exit from the European Union to what happens in today's Federal Reserve policy meeting. We'll hear about that. 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is now up 0.4%, up 8%. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 68, up 0.4%, and the NASDAQ is up 0.4%, up 17. The 10-year is up 0.4 seconds, the yield 1.59%. West Texas Intermediate's down 0.6% at $48.19 a barrel. COMEX Gold is down 0.2% at $12.86.10 an ounce. The yen, 105.97. The euro, 112.32. And in Sebastopol, California, in Sonoma County, a national crowdsourcing registry that helps people raise money for everything from new babies to funeral expenses has added divorce to its menu. According to the Press Democrat newspaper, they say that just as starry-eyed couples can help seek financing for their June weddings and honeymoons, they can now go to this website, Honey Fund or Plum Fund, and they can crowdsource their divorce expenses. That's right, Corey.
They used to call that having an affair.
Help me pay for this.
You mean they're getting other people to pay for their divorce?
Oh, yeah. It's expensive, you know. Oh. At least so
I've read. Just choose wisely, people. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
All right. Greg Jarrett.
Right. Yes. Greg Jarrett, thank you very much, sort of. The Bloomberg Advantage brought to you by CGMA. Employers Chartered Growth Management Accountant or empower your finance team with a CGMA program. Learn more at cgma.org/radio.
Well, maybe he wasn't a Rolling Stone, but he was definitely a rock and well-known in the fashion industry. We want to bring in our next guest, and it's kind of appropriate just before Father's Day, a book written by a daughter to her late father, who also happened to be the man behind a very well-known Italian fashion empire. Patricia Gucci, former Gucci board member, here with us to talk about her book, In the Name of Gucci, a Memoir. Patricia, nice to have you here with Corey Johnson and myself. This book you wrote about your father the Gucci fashion company.
Yes, it was a memoir. It was a story I felt very strongly that I wanted to write after many, many years after his death. And I wanted to bring his legacy and back into the history of the company, you know, into the forefront again and remind people after such a long time who was the man behind the brand originally.
Did you discover things about the notion of the brand that weren't evident to you? I mean, you grew up around it and had a better sense of it than just about anyone.
Sorry, did I discover...
What the brand means? What's the inspiration behind the brand in ways you didn't know?
Well, what I discovered was, you know, it was a very incredible journey from day one, from my grandfather, who started in the Savoy as a bellboy and noticed the very wealthy, how they traveled, and that inspired him to then go and create his own brand in Florence and start doing a business with that in mind. And he did it in a way that only an Italian Florentine can do, with incredible luxury, attention to detail, and craftsmanship. And so that was a wonderful journey to discover all that, the process that then obviously my father took on from there on and expanded around the world.
You know, it's interesting. You were the first female member of the Gucci family to sit on the board in the company's 90-year history. And then, of course, you know, the business was eventually sold and you couldn't really talk about it. How difficult was it to make that sale? You know, something that, you know, this is your family business.
Well, it wasn't up to me. And certainly it wasn't my father's choice. He was pretty much forced to sell once his sons, who were part of the 50% that, in theory, my father thought he was going to always keep together, they decided to sell and approached by Invis Corp. He then had felt, you know, that he had to sell also. But he fought tooth and nail till the end. You know, it was his child. He had created this brand. And it was a devastating moment when he had to. So I was with him at the time, and I was put under a gag order also to not have any non-compete from there on and not divulge about anything to do with anything for another 10 years.
It just strikes me that what made the brand special wasn't just the name, but what the inspiration that went into it. And it's hard to, it's such a curious thing, you know, what makes a brand great. Yeah.
What made the brand great was my father being the first person to bring Made in Italy to America, as far as America is concerned, and from there on Asia and everywhere else. It was his vision and choosing incredible locations that created the streets that we know, Rodeo Drive and Worth Avenue in Palm Beach. All of these things were part of my father's brilliance and having this dynamic approach to marketing and always being ahead of the game.
You know, it's a great, you know, just to talk about the family business and really the role of Gucci in kind of the fashion world, if you will. But you also, there's a lot of personal stuff. I mean, you were the love child of your dad and a girlfriend, you know, essentially, who stayed in his life for a long time. And you talk about this as well.
Well, yes, I worked with my father, so I was not a secret at that time. But when I was born, it was definitely a taboo situation for my mother because she was his mistress. And in those days in Italy, it was a criminal act for a married man to have an affair, let alone a child out of wedlock. So I was born in London and kept under wraps for a few years. And then, you know, I lived a very low-key life until much later on in my early teens, and my father then started showing me off, of course, as his daughter in America, and my mother as his wife in America.
It's a fascinating story, and we really appreciate you stopping by to really talk with us about it. Patricia Gucci, thank you so much. Former Gucci board member, author, her book, In the Name of Gucci, a Memoir, and joining us on the phone from Geneva, Switzerland. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Corey Johnson, Carol Masser, we've got a market check coming your way on this Fed Wednesday in just a moment.